children. Smash the TV. Throw the computers and the radio in the bath. Burn the phones. Drown and burn. Drown and burn. Otherwise, no work will get done. Within an hour, all the electrical appliances in the house had been dismantled and destroyed, and the boy was feeling rather chuffed with himself. As the electronic devices lay soaking in the bathtub like old people at a spa day, smokes belched from the dead and dying contraptions and escaped from the windows flung wide open and into the cool night air. Fumes from all the homes congealed into one giant glowing mass, infused with seams of alien pink and greens and starry neurons. A gigantean smoking beast setting off in a crusade high above the underwhelming and anodyne domesticity, and stalking the dark with fervor, and all that inhabited its black freedom. Blood spatter. The new constellation. That evening, the visitors set about cleaning the home and tidying the garden. They worked tirelessly under the stark horror that only street lighting can provide. The little girl watched them from her bed, and where there was once the sounds of wind in the rigging and cats fighting and fucking under the sumps of cars, that furry Catherine wheel screeching through oil and snow. Now there is the clip and shear of scissors. When she eventually closed her eyes, she saw a castle festooned in heralded flags, a prominent banner reading Agilities, which flapped across her vision. And how they climbed and jumped and hit the ground, one after another, those who survived climbing to higher and higher heights. There was a strange texture in her mouth that made her gag in this dream of pink and grey, tightly coiled and twisted hair, springy and rough. Wool. It tasted of wool, and she heard the animal scream like a human. On the other side of the hill, an elderly couple were all wrapped up and sat on their porch watching the night sky for passing satellites, and if they were lucky, a space station or two. "They sure go fast, don't they?" the old man said to his wife, zigzagging all over the place like a drunken farmer on the way back from a barn dance. "Yup, they go real fast. We live in a funny old world, don't we? Who'd have guessed it? All these technological advancements, none of which I was responsible for. I can't work out if that's a sad legacy or a happy-go-lucky way of existing. How you ever dealt with the disappointment of marrying me, I'll never know. But thanks for sticking around. I always fancied your brother, and I knew you two got along so he'd be round plenty. That's how. I appreciate your honesty, Chicken. That's okay, Roy. Hey, would you look at that? At all those strange lights glowing over the hill. Something's getting a new lease of life out yonder. The old man winked at his wife. Fancy turning in, Chicken? Not really. Then I guess I'll just walk off towards those lights. Go see what's happening. Here, pass me my pump, baby. Rushed the shore, wrecking the boats and then the village, and drawing the inhabitants within. A giant bird low over the houses and blocking out the sunlight, so the people were blind to the watery terror.